Have a guest joining us here in studio this morning. Jay Edwards is with us. Jay is the senior human resources person at the plant called Mala here in Atlantic. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me here.
And you're new to the community.
Yes. We just started here just after the first of the year, and so I'm excited to be here. Atlantic is a very nice town, and looking forward to settling down here.
And the folks out at Mala have accepted you very well.
You know, it's a great team. That's probably one of the reasons that this was an opportunity that my wife and I were excited about is that, you know, there are some very nice folks out there. And like I said, from day one, I've been very impressed with the team out there and been very welcoming. And so, you know, anytime you start a new job, that's always the kind of thing that you're nervous about, and just shoot, that was just no big deal at all.
Well, it's stressful enough to start a new job, but then when you're doing it in a new place where you really don't know a lot of folks and mm-hmm. you're trying to get involved in the community as in the way that you should, because the manufacturing business that helps to create a lot of jobs and opportunities for folks here in the area, it's quite a challenge.
Well, it can be, but the biggest thing that I think that our community has going for it is that as I've gone through, I don't care whether it's the grocery stores or the convenience stores or wherever I've gone, downtown to the shoe stores and those kind of things. I mean, people have been very welcoming and very, just customer-oriented. I guess that's, I know they're just being nice, but it makes you feel comfortable that, you know, when you go into place. And when we accepted this position, this is the kind of community that we like. I mean, Atlantic's just the right size for us. We're moving from a community of about 4,000, so this is a little larger than what we're coming to, but I mean, it's very similar. So these are the kind of people that we're used to and the kind of people we like to be around.
Absolutely. And I apologize, I can't throw it off the top of my head. I know it's been more than 30 years since the plant originally opened here in Atlantic, and mm-hmm. of course it's always a risk when someone takes that kind of opportunity to open up a facility like that in a community, and it's had a lot of name changes and stuff over the years. I understand some people look at that and say, well, nobody wants it. Actually, it's quite the opposite. Everybody wants it. It does so well. The workers are such quality workers and put out a quality product that a lot of corporations want to get their hands on that plant, and Mala has it now, and I know that's been a good marriage.
It really has been. And one of the things, whenever you interview for a position, you always want to, you never want to go to some place that's at risk. And so, I investigated that pretty deeply. And this is a plant that has a great future in front of it. I mean, in fact, business is growing. It's been identified as the plant that Mala wants for all its heavy duty product in the United States. So, I mean, they're putting capital into this plant. I mean, we've even brought business from Mexico to this plant. So usually you always hear about it going the other way, but I mean, we're getting business from our plant, from our sister plant in Lerma, Mexico. And so, those are the kind of indicators that I look at that say, hey, this plant has a great future, and so I'm looking forward to it.
I can't find a race car that doesn't have a Mala sticker on it anymore.
Well, and that's one of the neat things about working for a company that does what Mala does. I mean, we manufacture engine bearings, right? Mm-hmm. And so when you do that, when you're involved in that kind of a product, you get a, when you look on TV, you see your name on TV. And so, again, it's just one of those neat things. From time to time, we send a product out. We know where it's going, and it's going to this particular group. And so that is kind of cool.
You bet. Well, now we've laid the foundation here. So let's get into what we're really here to talk about today. I know unemployment in Iowa is actually pretty low, but there are folks out there that are not just looking for work initially, but also folks that are looking to maybe better their standing in what they'd want to do for a living. And it's tough sometimes to find the right people for the right positions. I know you're always looking for people to join the family, not just join the company. And it can sometimes be difficult to find those folks unless everybody's looking at the same time. And mm-hmm. opportunity coming up here on March 24th, there's an Atlantic Area recruiting event that's going to be held at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, and you folks are going to be a part of that.
Yeah, it's a job fair put on by Iowa Works, the Iowa Department of Labor. And so we and a number of other employers are going to be there. But, the idea is that employers have to become aggressive in going out and to get people. Iowa, at the end of last year, Iowa had 4.2 unemployment. Full employment is considered to be 5% unemployment. So, you know, statistically, everybody who wants a job has a job. But I think there are a lot of people out there that want to, you know, do something that maybe will improve their standing, better job. You're always looking for a better job, maybe with better benefits. Maybe you're looking for an opportunity to do something you've never done before. Maybe you're looking to get into an organization that can advance you. And so I think all the participants in the job fair, you know, have kind of the similar idea that they have something unique to offer, and we certainly think that we do as well. And so this job fair is an opportunity, I think, to let people, you know, come to a comfortable environment. It's going to be at the chamber office. All the employers will have a booth there. You know, people can come in and fill out applications, not just for one place, but for a number of folks. You know, we expect that all the participants will provide on-site interviews if they have the time for it. There is a special time that they're allocating for veterans, and so you know, we always want to accommodate you know, those folks that have served our country. And so you know, all in all, it just provides an opportunity for people to come to some place, look at a lot of people, and look for an opportunity that you know, give them something that maybe they're not getting in their current job.
Mm-hmm. I know they do have some other businesses that will be there as well, including OSI over in Oakland, Oakland Foods, Home Sweet Home, Monogram Prepared Meats, West Central Community Action, Plastic Professionals, Fresco, and Advance Services. And in a lot of cases, we're not necessarily talking about jobs here. We're talking about career opportunities.
And I really think that's the key, is that, you know, if you have a job, and that's great. I mean, you know, people need a job. Everybody needs a job. But it's important to, when you look at an organization, look at where am I going to be a year from now, 2 years from now. And I know that, you know, sometimes in our society, we're not looking very far ahead. But, you know, at a given point, we all want to sit down and say to ourselves, you know, what do I want to do when I grow up? And so when you get into an organization, you want to make sure you sit down and say, okay, this is where I am today. Are there opportunities 2 years from now, 3 years from now? Are there opportunities 10 years from now? Because, you know, we're going to be working for a long time, and we always want to be challenged. That's one thing that everybody wants. I want to be challenged. I want to have an opportunity to make a decent living. I want to have an opportunity with good benefits. And so when you look at an organization, those are the kind of things you want to make sure and take a look at.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, there's this misconception out there that the person who might be doing the interviewing is actually having fun. It's not always the case. I know the person being interviewed who's trying to get the job, you know, there's some tension there. There's some stress involved there.
Sure.
And it's not all that much fun for the person who's screening as well. So if you can take away some of that one-on-one stress and tension and whatever else, and maybe do it in a less threatening atmosphere, you know, opportunity like this, a job fair, sometimes it's easier for folks to just be themselves.
Well, and I would tell anybody that participates, whether it's at a job fair, whether you're going for an interview, anything like that, the number one thing that anyone will tell you, and what I would tell you, and I've been doing this for a long time, is to be yourself. Because when you're comfortable, you're going to be able to answer the questions that are asked of you. You're going to be able to do the best assessment, because when you are interviewing, it's just not the employer that's interviewing you. You want to interview your employer. Mm-hmm. So when you come into it, be comfortable, because I'm going to ask you questions about yourself. I'm going to ask you questions about your background. I'm going to ask you questions about your job history. I'm going to do it in a very non-threatening way so that you are comfortable, because when I'm done asking you questions, I want you to ask me questions. So that when you ask the kind of questions that make sure in your mind that this is a job for you. You know, one of the things that is most difficult for employers is when they find somebody and they bring them on board and then it's just not a match. For whatever reason, it happens. And that's not good for the person. That's not good for the employer. So part of the interview is for you as the person who's filled out the application to make sure that I want to work for this person. And so when you walk away, you want to say in your mind, well, here's why I want to work for this person, because provides me opportunities for growth. Maybe it's because they do the kind of work that I'm really good at. Maybe it's because they have a work environment that I like. Maybe it's because it provides travel. I don't know what your reasons are, but you want to make sure and ask the kind of questions so that when you're done, you can say to yourself, yes, this is a job that I want. And so good matches are what's important.
Absolutely. Well, when we hire someone, we're also bringing in a new team member, a new part of the family. You're going to build not just whatever you're going to build at work, but you're going to build relationships and perhaps friendships and things too. So there's a lot more involved. There's a lot of human element into that as well. So anytime you get a chance to have a good non-threatening opportunity to do that visit, it's a great chance. And these are introductory type things. Folks should bring their resumes if they have prepared materials with them. They should come dressed for success, and the day will be otherwise primarily whatever they want it to be. Will there be hiring on the spot, or are these just kind of introductory things to get the ball rolling?
I guess I don't know that there'll be hiring on the spot. I mean, that's not what will do. There may be some of the employers will do that, but here are some of the suggestions I would say for anybody coming to the job fair. Number one, they do want to dress appropriately, and that doesn't mean a suit and tie. There are some of these positions that people are looking for, maybe professional positions, but I don't think a suit and tie is necessarily what's required. But certainly dress appropriately. Because number one, it's going to send the right message to your prospective employer. And when you're dressed appropriately, it's going to make you feel comfortable as well. Number two, bring pertinent information. If you're going to fill out an application, every application is going to ask you for a job history, and they're going to ask you for phone numbers of previous employers. So bring that information with you. If you have it on a resume, most employers are still going to ask you to fill out an application. So there'll be pens there, certainly. But you want to have who are your previous employers, who was your previous supervisors, what were the phone numbers of those people. So you want to have that, and then you want to just, again, the more information you can bring with you, the better off that your prospective employer is going to have when they ask you the kinds of questions.
You bet. And again, that's coming up on March 24th. That's from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. And remember, that first half hour, 11 to 11:30, is a vet's only time. So if you are a veteran, you're encouraged to stop in right there at the beginning and get that taken care of right out of the gate. It's at the Atlantic Chamber of Commerce offices at 102 Chestnut Street here in Atlantic. Maybe the opportunity you've been looking for is right there under your nose. Take the chance to come out and have those visits.
Yeah, and I would tell people that when they come for the process, the job fair, you know, when you are talking to an employer, just some hints for you, when you are interviewing, you'd be surprised the kinds of experiences that you've had that are pertinent to an employer. So, again, we talked about how low unemployment, maybe not a lot of people that are unemployed, but there are people that are looking for opportunities. So really, that's what as Mala, what we're looking for is maybe somebody's looking for a job with better pay or better benefits or more opportunity, whatever it is. But you currently have a job, and you're gonna be able to get one of our positions. Well, when you interview, make sure that as you reflect back, you know, what have been your experiences? For example, so I'm a CNA, and my job is to care for people, and I do things like that. Okay, so I think, well, Mala's manufacturing. I don't really have manufacturing experience. That wouldn't be a job for me. Well, there are plenty of manufacturing people that are going to accept someone who doesn't have experience in manufacturing. But your experiences will be, I've had to come to work on time. I've had to be responsible for multiple people. I've had to problem solve. You know, those are skills that translate from one job to the next job. So again, when you interview, it's not always about, hey, I used to work in a similar kind of place. But whatever your work environment is, what kinds of things have you had to do? That's what you want to concentrate on when you interview, is to make sure you bring forth, these are the skills I have. Maybe I worked in ag someplace, and when I was a kid, I had to do some mechanical things. That's not necessarily building bearings, but I am looking for somebody who does have some mechanical aptitude. So again, wherever you got that from, whatever it's been your life experiences, those are things you want to bring to the interview.
In some cases, skills can be trained, but the right characteristics of an employee, Well, those you have to bring with you.
That's for sure. That's for sure. You know, dependability is very, very important. No matter where you're at, dependability is important. You know, we all have things going on in our life, and there are things that we have to take care of. But when you work in any kind of an environment, you're a member of a team. And so when you are a member of a team, it's important that, you know, you show up and give your best, because whenever you're not there, it just puts, you know, stress on other members of the team. So I would tell you that every employer you're going to talk with, they're looking for, you know, those kinds of things that are innate. Dependability, they're looking for somebody that's responsible, and they're looking for somebody that will give their all.
Great. Again, that's March 24th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Chamber offices here in Atlantic at 102 Chestnut Street. Stop out, check it out. You never know. Maybe the job you didn't know you were looking for is right there in front of you. Who knows? Jay, thanks for coming in.
Well, I appreciate you having me here today.